As America is roiled by a sixth night of protests, there are strong indications another three police could be charged over the killing of George Floyd, an unarmed black man pinned by the neck to the ground by at least one officer. Being silent is complicit is the message from the police chief who sacked the four officers who were at the scene of the 46-year-old's death last week. The video of the moment has ignited fury about systemic police racism in the US. But the prospect of more charges being laid has not placated George Floyd's family. We'll speak to a protest organiser in a moment, but first this report from Annie Guest.
Fireworks drown out peaceful protests near the White House. Across from the White House, crowds throw stones and bottles and ignite a fire. They surge against lines of riot police with plastic shields who spray tear gas. Lights are turned off and the US president's residence and workplace goes dark. Yeah! Anger over another black death at the hands of police is compounded by fury at Donald Trump being tougher on the rioters than the cause of the riots, painting all the protests with the brush of violent radicalism amid his threats to label the black-clad anti-fascist protest group Antifa a terrorist organisation. As smoke rises near the Washington Monument, outside the White House, protesters chanted, "George Floyd."
George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd!
As protests continued for a sixth night, there have been violent confrontations in dozens of other cities, including New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. Streets that only days ago were deserted because of coronavirus have thronged with demonstrators marching shoulder to shoulder, many defying curfews imposed to curb arson and looting. Meanwhile, an extraordinary message came from the Minneapolis police chief, Medario Arondo.
To the Floyd family, being silent or not intervening to me, you're complicit. So I don't see a level of distinction any different.
In a mark of respect, the police chief took off his hat every time a question was asked about George Floyd.
The charging and those decisions will have to come through our county attorney's office. Certainly the FBI is investigating that. But to the Floyd family, I want you to know that my decision to fire all four officers was not based on some sort of hierarchy. Mr. Floyd died in our hands. I see that as being complicit.
The dead man's devastated brother, Philanese Floyd, responded through CNN.
They arrest guys every day. They had enough evidence to fire them, so they have enough evidence to arrest them. I don't know who he's talking to, but I need him to do it because we all are listening. Black Lives Matter.
Demonstrations have broken out in at least 75 cities, with the National Guard and curfews on a scale not seen since the aftermath of Martin Luther King's assassination in 1968. Journalists and camera crews are among the injured. In Minneapolis, one reportedly lost an eye. Another posted a photo of a rubber bullet wound to the neck. And the BBC recorded the moment police with a riot shield charged into a cameraman in Washington. Meanwhile, it's also emerged that the US Secret Service whisked Mr. Trump to the bunker, or Presidential Emergency Operations Center, during protests on Friday.
Annie Guest with that report.